catchwords, as to talk of the pansexualism of psychoanalysis, and to raise the senseless charge against it of explaining everything by sex. We might be astonished at this if we ourselves could forget the way in which emotional factors make people confused and forgetful. For it is some time since Arthur Schopenhauer, the philosopher, showed mankind the extent to which their activities are determined by sexual impulses, in the ordinary sense of the word. It should surely have been impossible for a whole world of readers to banish such a startling piece of information so completely from their minds. And as for the stretching of the concept of sexuality which has been necessitated by the analysis of children and what are called perverts, anyone who looks down with contempt upon psychoanalysis from a superior vantage point should remember how closely the enlarged sexuality of psychoanalysis coincides with the eros of the divine Plato. First essay, The Sexual Aberrations. The fact of sexual need in man and animal is expressed in biology by the assumption of a sexual